95.7 The Game breaking news.
This is not Niners related, but it is the biggest story of the NFL offseason. The Cowboys are trading All-Pro Micah Parsons to the Green Bay Packers, and they agreed to a four-year, $188 million deal, including $136 million guaranteed. That's that's $47 million per year.
Wow.
Kapow.
Is that a lot?
That sounds like a lot. Man.
Oh, my goodness.
That's almost Jimmy Butler money.
Somebody get Guru on the phone.
Where is Guru? What a moronic thing to do.
Which, what?
The Cowboys. What are you doing?
Let's not be so hey, let's wait to see what they get.
No, I don't care what they got.
What do you mean?
They just traded a young superstar defensive player when they suck on defense and have the highest paid player in the league, who's their mediocre, oft-injured quarterback. They have no running game. They have no defense.
That should please you. What should worry you is now he's on the Packers.
Green Bay. What do they do? Oh, my God.
It's so funny because
he's such a stubborn.
Guru was saying, now they say they're going to trade him. So they're not trading him.
They traded him.
It was just a negotiating tactic is what we all thought. And then now, boom, I think Rap Sheet, Ian Rappaport had it first, maybe Tom Pelissero. I've seen everyone now weighing in with it. And, yeah, I don't know yet what the compensation package was, but you'd have to imagine it's at least three first-round picks.
It's massive. Yeah, that's all they've said. It's
massive
package, yeah. TBD.
Exactly. And so, I mean, if you're Dallas and you don't want to pay him and you've made that decision, which I think is the wrong decision, you might as well trade him and get something for him if this is the direction you're looking to go.
I got to believe if you're a Cowboys fan, you are not happy.
How can you be?
Well, you could. Maybe you can. There's a possibility you could be happy in 6 months. Look at like the Boston Giants trade. Apparently, Boston was not happy about the Devers trade. Now they're what? So, I mean, if
Giants was getting happier by the day, but still,
yeah, I know. If if the Cowboys are good, and let's see what they get. But well, I gotta believe it's going to be a lot.
People are comparing it to the Herschel Walker deal. Yeah, I mean the Cowboys, and that's the only perspective where I would look at and go, you know, 3 years from now, maybe what I just said will be wrong. Like, the Cowboys do have a lot of needs. And so if they turn this into some unbelievable haul over the next 3 years, that's great. But in general, in sports, your homegrown stars need to be kept. Like, that's...
It's hard to argue with.
Yeah, the mark...
Yeah, really.
The mark to me of a healthy organization versus a not healthy, you know, let's talk about, for instance, teams in the baseball like the Marlins and A's, who just keep bringing up good players, and then as soon as they're ready to get paid, they send them elsewhere. To me, that's the mark of an unhealthy organization. The opposite is when you draft correctly and have a good player, you're able to keep them. And so that's stunning to me that they let this get personal and now let him out the door.
Dallas has now seen two 26-year-olds traded, Micah Parsons and Luka Doncic, both. Thank you, Adam Schefter, for that.
Wow.
A couple of 26-year-olds, both traded this calendar year from Dallas. So, tough time to be a Dallas sports fan when two of your biggest stars are on the move.
Interesting.
Waiting on that package, man. I'm scrolling right now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm waiting on that package.
And you'd
figure... Holy smokes.
I mean, maybe the Green Bay side of it would come first, but when you think about... Even if you want to think about how Dallas could win this trade, you'd be looking at, what, three firsts and three second-round picks or something on that order, that sort of a package. And as Steiny famously said, that's a damn good package.
That wouldn't be a bad one at all.
But. Dude, he got quarterback money.
Yeah,
dude,
highest non-quarterback ever.
Yeah, he's only $5 million short of Brock. Huh.
Yeah.
The agent did the darn thing. That's an agent who gave good advice.
Right.
As opposed to some of the other ones that we've been discussing.
You mind if I ask you guys to weigh in on the Ostapenko-Townsend kerfuffle?
Absolutely. I was glad you asked me that because I don't know if you saw it, Mark, but U.S. Open match, Townsend beats Ostapenko, and they do the quick handshake, and now they're jawing at each other, and they go around the net, and they're still jawing, and Ostapenko, in this case, for me, was out of pocket. There was a point in the match where Townsend hit the ball off the net, the top of the net, and it trickled over. And the unwritten rule is you hold up your racket and apologize. Them,
you give like a little, you know, like,
Townsend did not apologize when that happened.
Okay.
Which, unwritten rules, I mean, there's so many of these in so many sports.
Yeah,
who cares? Ostapenko was mad, and she went on to berate Townsend, calling her things like uneducated. Townsend happens to be African-American. Ostapenko saying, you're uneducated, you're rude, and Townsend held her ground and incited the crowd behind her, the hometown crowd, and Ostapenko even said, like, oh, you can do that here. Wait till I catch you outside the United States.
In a match.
Perhaps. Right?
Or not. Yeah, who knows?
But anyway, I thought that Ostapenko was out of line. Townsend didn't do anything to defuse it. She kind of ramped up the crowd, too. I thought it was a great moment for tennis.
Apparently Ostapenko's not a great sport.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I wonder how you think that.
Neither is tennis, but anyway.
Oh.
I'm kidding. It was an opportunity. I went for it.
So, Dibs, you know, here's the other thing. When people say, it's not even really an apology. All you got to do is hold your racket up.
Yeah, it's kind of like.
That's all you got to do.
It's kind of like when somebody lets you go first into the parking lot.
Yeah, you give him a wave.
You give him a wave.
Exactly.
Like, thanks for letting me in.
See, I...
Totally unnecessary, though. And
it's not, yeah.
It's almost, like, infuriating when somebody does that. Yes, I know you got lucky. It's like when you watch a baseball game and the guy has, like, a check swing, broken bat, base hit, you don't apologize to the pitcher who sawed you off.
Oh, I'm with you.
You take first base and you try to steal second.
But even if you want it, if you want the wave when you get let into the parking lot and you don't get it, like, don't get mad. I feel the same way here. Like, yeah, sure, give the wave. But if you don't, this is not worth berating somebody at mid-court after a match. That's stupid.
Yep.
My question is this. Ostapenko was in the wrong. Next match, if Townsend has a net cord, should she raise a racket?
No, she should give the point up.
I think she should raise her racket.
She should petition the sport to actually not get the point.
You're being silly.
Sort of. But
she should not raise her racket, depending on who the opponent is, because as you know, Steiny, a former high school tennis player, tennis is basically mental. And if you can get a mental edge, as I did in so many matches where I was overwhelmed physically, but I would win because my brain game was elite. And if I know that you want me to wave my racket, I'm not waving my racket. There are all these little things you can do, subterfuge, to win the match. So, no, don't raise your racket.
I believe that, and I'll in a very small way, it's just like, I get it. It's just an unwritten rule, but yeah, it's just more erosion of decorum in our society.
Hang on, I'm trying to get Guru to call in.
Well,
he texted me.
Are you allowed to use a phone on a train?
You know what's funny?
Of course you are.
He just asked me, is the number 888-957-957?
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. Look at how he responded. Look at how he responded.
I love
him.
And
I'm like, first of all,
no, I love
Guru should, don't we all? He should use the guest line, but yes, that line will work. Yes, you can use the caller line. So I'm trying to get him to call in. I also like Bill Williamson's tweet. He just wrote, Dallas should have gotten more.
Is he still working for ESPN?
You notice what he did there? We don't know what they got.
Right.
And he already is saying they should have gotten more. In other words, it doesn't matter what the hell you get. You screwed this up. Wow. Wow, I cannot believe Micah Parsons is a Packer. And apparently the word is this deal has been worked on now for about 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, because Micah Parsons has already tweeted out a thank you to Cowboys Nation, I didn't know that was a thing. He grew up in Harrisburg, Steiny.
Yes, he did.
And he went
to Penn State.
He goes on and on to talk about, this is a sad day, but not a bitter one. And thank you, Cowboy Nation, with gratitude and love, number 11, Micah Parsons. So, yeah, this trade has been worked on and finally announced and consummated today. And Micah Parsons is going to be wearing green and gold.
Wow. I like the Packers better than I did this morning.
It's hard not to.
I wasn't really big on them. I feel like they overachieved last year. But this changes things big time. Edge rusher, probably one of the four most important positions in the sport.
Oh, I think you're going to say one of the four best at that position in the sport, but you're right.
If you ask a coach, where do you want a great player? I think the what's going on, Steiny? What's up?
Lucas goes, should the 49ers – I'm just messing. Should the 49ers have been in on Parsons? I said, what are you asking me for? Ask these guys. They're your show.
He was telling you to ask them.
It is after 2 o'clock, Lucas, yeah. No, they should not have been. That's too much money.
Matt Schneiderman, Packer beat writer, is saying, according to his source, the Packers are trading at least 2 first-rounders to the Cowboys.
There's no way it stops there.
Well, he said at least.
Lord, that would be crazy.
Schneiderman, at least 2 first-round picks.
That almost could be like just an educated guess that he's definitely going to be.
He's got a source. He's got a source.
All right. All right.
My source tells me that they're trading something to Dallas.
My sources tell me it's 2 first-rounders and more.
Yep.
Those are my sources.
That's what Schneiderman said, at least, which implies more.
Trey Wingo is based, I think, in Dallas, right? Longtime NFL voice. Quote, if you had any doubts that Jerry Jones is the worst general manager in the league, you can let them go now. It's not even a debate.
So, wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Jerry Jones needs to not be making these kinds of decisions anymore. Needs to be a delegation sensation.
Yeah, that's a buck right there.
And that buck is payable, too.
Wait a minute. Has Guru not called yet? I wanted you to be here when he called. Well, he hasn't called?
No. He.
Come on.
Probably in mourning.
All right.
If you have to go, you can go.
All right.
I have to get out of a meeting with a boss.
All right. We're going to
95.7. Okay.